And we are back, everybody. I am, this is, to the specifications of the host of this next show. I hope this is to his liking. I was actually told that this was a little too fancy. But ladies and gentlemen, our next segment here at StarCast 6 is a very special live Casio Cuts with the one and only Casio Kid.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate that.
Well, that is okay.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome in to a live edition of Casio's Cut.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Fred Chernoff, president of the Premier Streaming Network, my favorite streaming network.
Well, at least you got the network right.
Yes, yeah. That's the key.
Nice.
I read it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to get
big fans of Owl Wrestling.
Nice.
Yow.
Man. You look great.
Thank you. I'm seeing the monitors. I thought this would be a top shot only, so I'm not prepared. I thought there would be a skirt on the table, so it's going to be awkward.
I was told this is what we were.
I was not told this was what we were.
They said, hey, they said Casio wants this to look like he's doing this from his home.
That must have been a Conrad rib, but okay, I appreciate that.
Okay.
But I'm excited. How about this? The first ever live Casio's Cut podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. Mr. Chernoff here was a former guest.
Yes.
And then
we current guest because I'm refusing to leave the stage.
You are. You're here. And while you're here, I just want to take time to thank a few people who made this moment happen. I want to thank you and your brother for doing something with Premiere. I don't know what,
but
you...
That was incredibly specific.
You did something. You did not put us on the schedule, but you did something.
Yes.
Paul, thank you for all your support over the years. I met him yesterday. I want to thank Conrad Thompson for letting me be his Brutus the Barber Beefcake. And just being wherever he is a plus. I'd also like to thank Swerve for being stuck in a coffin for a week.
Yeah.
So he had to give up his spot this morning. And now I'm here. I would like to thank the magician who did a great job, but was not allowed to show it on the network, so I had to fill time for that. I would like to thank y'all for going short, so I had some time to fill.
Yeah, no, I want to make
up
sure
here.
You had time too.
I'd like to thank Mr. CM for getting fired, or he was going to do Uncle Baby Billy's Bible Bunkers up here this morning. That would have been great.
So, and listen. It was the packed house here is all the people who were planning to attend that. So.
Yes. Again, they would have known, like your show, if we were on the schedule. But
yeah, no, it was
it says this room opens at noon, which I imagine will be...
Wrestling with the Law, not on the schedule. Casio's Cut, not on the schedule. By the way, Wrestling with the Law, he gave me a So Says Chernoff, which is my award-winning show.
Yes.
Right? I own the network, not on the schedule.
Right.
And not even on the stage. This at least makes it to the stage.
By the way, some of my best friends are in the production truck now.
Yeah.
You called them, what'd you call them, monkeys in the room?
Dawkins. Dawkins said that, I think. We don't have a video.
They still don't have my graphic up. It's still Wrestling with the Law if you're tuning in.
You can,
I know that looks weird. This is going to be a weird wrestling match, right?
Yeah.
It looks like me wrestling a lawyer.
I asked them, I said, can we get a video for Casio? And they just they're still laughing.
Yeah, but your monkeys in the truck have been guests on my podcast
they
as
have
well.
Been. Yeah.
As you can hear, the crowd is raucous.
No, literally, Mikey Ruckus is sitting right there.
Yes.
That's.
I know you can hear people in here, but that is actually on the other side of the pipe and drape in the autograph room. So,
yes.
Thank you, said somebody. My mom came to StarCast. I appreciate it. She's in the back. She didn't get a wristband.
Yeah, so. Well. So.
We have a star-studded talk show today.
Okay.
We started with you, so I know we're about to ramp up to the
right.
Star-studded part.
Yeah, we're going
to
get there.
But you're there.
There real soon.
Who's
some of the guests since nothing was promoted?
Nothing was promoted, but we have We're going to see if Brian Cage can come in. He's sitting right over there.
Excellent.
I'm just going to yell out.
You haven't even talked to him about it, but you're just
I'm going to yell out names over on the other side and just see if they come over.
Right.
I know Brian Cage. Nope, he's busy signing. Nyla Rose.
Nope. All right.
Sheeta.
Is Austin Gunn over there?
No,
because
we'd hear him.
He'd be here, yeah.
Here's who we do have verified. We have the one and only, fresh off his first match back after 13 years, Mr. Lash LaRue, who just made his debut.
Oh, man.
WCW Cruiserweight, Cajunweight champion. We're going to bring him up. And we're also, we have, you know, it's a talk show, so you have to have some kind of non-guest entertainment.
Okay.
We have a juggler that's going to come up.
Okay.
What was the name of that? Toonces Wiggles or what was that? I forgot the name. Whoopsie Doodles. Yes, Toonces Wiggles was already taken. I believe that gimmick attorney
that
already
was that was already trademarked.
In Pennsylvania. And we have the one and only Mr. Should we bring our first guest up?
Bring him up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Blue Meanie, the BWO, baby. Yeah! Not copyrighted, yeah! Thank you! Yeah! Woo-hoo! As we,
please have a seat
as
over
we found
here.
Out.
Time to sit down. I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Just one thing real quick. I had the privilege... Uh-huh. Of being able to help launch the Mind of the Meanie podcast with the Blue Meanie.
Yeah!
I had the honor of getting my first action figure alongside the Blue Meanie. Yeah. And I dreamed of one day, my one dream, my one goal,
yeah,
was to one day be able to host a stage show and have the Blue Meanie as my guest.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I went out, I worked hard, I started my own network. Mm-hmm. I went to Conrad, I said, hey, I don't care what we do in StarCast, but I need you to give me a little bit of time, okay? I need that time.
Right.
I planned it. And this son of a bitch over here gets the Blue Meanie as his guest. So I just want to... But with that, Meanie, always great to see you, buddy.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Shirtoff. Thank you. Blue Meanie, everybody. Blue Meanie's in the house, former guest on Casio's Cut. Yeah. Former guest on
Thank
Oh You,
you
Didn't Know with me and Road Dog as
you're,
well. You
you're my favorite critter.
My favorite mountain critter. I don't get that much. So no. I'll take that. How are you, sir? What brings you to StarCast, my man?
I am here.
It ain't the people, as we can see by this side of the room.
I got some great friends here in the crowd.
Yeah!
They're my emotional support friends. I'm here with the fine folks of Ultra Pro Wrestling video game that comes out late 2024. If you go to ultraprowrestling.com, it's a lot like the old N64 games like No Mercy, WrestleMania 2000, WWE Revenge, and all the Japanese games. So I'm honored that they thought I was worthy enough to come represent their product. So
where is that? What format is that? Is that a phone game? Is that console?
It's going to be every platform.
Every platform.
PlayStation, Nintendo Switch.
Oh, wow.
Xbox. So it's going to be like the old N64 games, but modernized.
Super cool.
And the cool thing is to have their original characters, but then if you want to download the Blue Meanie, we got Chris Candido, Luis Piccoli, Demolition, and a lot of guys who haven't been in video games before. So it's really cool. It's really cool.
I saw one of the original characters. I'm a little jealous of the name, Big Bone Malone, which was my nickname back in the day. But Big Bone Malone, that's one of the original characters.
That's right up there with Big Dick Worker.
And that's on the back there at the autograph table.
Yeah.
Also, a cool part about that, let's give a shout-out to our man Hal Haney involved in this.
Hal Haney?
Legend.
Yes. One of the best he's a great artist, but he's done so much great artwork of professional wrestlers. You see it all. You've seen it ripped off many a times, but Hal works behind the scenes with this game. He designed all the original characters for the game.
Wow.
But he's also a liaison between the talent and the company because he's so trusted within the wrestling industry. And it's so great to be able to see Hal Haney here in real life for the first time. And he's worked overtime on this game, and he's still working very hard on it.
This is your first time meeting him in person?
Yeah, it's the first time we've met.
How about that?
Yeah. Hal's great. We text every day, send memes every day, but we just never met in person. So,
by the way, if you're not in Meanie's meme circle, you're missing out. he's got some classics. I don't know if you want to give your phone number out and everybody do that, but if you're in Meanie's meme circle, you're getting some gems every single day, inappropriately as well.
Yes, sir.
So Ultra Pro Wrestling.
Well, yeah. Ultra Pro Wrestling, go to, I got my notes here, my cheat sheet, ultraprowrestling.com, or you can follow them on social media at, I still call it Twitter, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
UPW Video Game on Twitter.
I don't mean to brag, but they followed me on Twitter.
Awesome.
At the Casio Kid. Tell me your social.
At Blue Meanie BW on all forms of social media, even the ones I don't use, like TikTok or Blue Sky or Web Gem, whatever they call them now.
Craigslist, whatever.
I am on Craigslist, but that's under investigation.
So. You got to be out on all of them.
Yeah, you got to snatch that up.
Does Gimmick Attorney help you at all?
Gimmick Attorney just helped me over the weekend. He gave me two of my certificates. I re-upped the Blue Meanie.
Yeah.
And I also now own Blue World Order.
Yeah!
Which,
Gimmick Attorney.
I didn't think it was attainable, and Mike Dawkins makes it work.
That's awesome, man. Those are big things to have.
Yeah. You got to protect yourself. And any aspiring pro wrestling out there, go see Mike Dawkins. He'll lead you in the right direction, and he'll be very reasonable with you. Because I've been to other places, and what they say, he's very fair.
Yeah. There we go.
Yes, sir.
Also, we did mention it on your intro, The Mind of Meanie.
Yes.
Tell us about that, where they can hear that, and who's on that, and what do y'all do?
As you heard, Mr. Chernoff, my original host, before he took over the world, he was my original. Mind of Meanie drops every Monday morning. We talk about wrestling, music, movies, sports, and ton of useless knowledge. Me and my current host, Adam Bernard, who's also doing a fantastic job. He has his own podcast, Foundation Radio, but he jumped on board when Josh gave him the hot tag. And every Monday, he says, Meanie, what's on your mind? And I just start talking, and it's a beautiful thing. I love the art of conversation. You don't know what you're talking about, but when you finish the conversation, you're like, man, that was really cool kind of thing. So Mind of the Meanie, wherever you get your favorite podcast, go to mindofmeanie.com. And subscribe. We got YouTube. We got everything. We got Patreon. Patreon.com/MindofTheMeanie, where you can watch us record it live.
Yep. Got the exclusive there.
Yes, sir.
Well, then that's your forte, if you will. So yeah. What is on Blue Meanie's mind today? We've had great stories about your time signing in wrestling, the time you thought you made it and you took care of your family. You've shut down rock concerts with farts.
Yes.
All the big stuff. Anything come to mind here you'd like to share with the people?
Ah, dude, I just love these conventions. I love the Podfather. I love Conrad. I love that we get to come here with the fans and interact. I'm still a fan. That's why I still love this business. That's why I drove the 15 hours. But, just coming here and seeing everybody and finally seeing people, a person like Hal Haney and stuff like that. But just wrestling in general, I think it's a great time to be a professional wrestling fan. I love what WWE's doing. I love what AEW's doing. I love what Ring of Honor's doing. I love what Impact's doing. It's a good time to be a fan. The only thing I wish is I wish the fans would come together. I don't like the divide within the fan bases and stuff like that. The tribalism, so to speak. If you love WWE, that's awesome. If you love AEW, that's awesome. If you like both, even better. But to me, the infighting makes no sense because the people who hate professional wrestling look down on us for liking professional wrestling. So while we're cannibalizing each other, we should be bonding together over the things we love and sharing the things we love. I remember when I was a teenager in high school, I was collecting tapes, and I have friends who are casual fans but didn't know much. So I was, just because I was reading the newsletters, I was the insider. I was like, hey, just so you know, somebody's winning the belt next week on TV. And when they did, they're like, how'd you know that? I was like, oh, I can't tell. But I would share tapes of All Japan, New Japan, you know, Malenko's versus the Bulldogs was one of my favorite tag matches ever, you know, growing up. And to be able to, it's like music. You know, when you share your favorite record with somebody, hey, here's my favorite Van Halen album. What do you like? Turn me on to something new.
Yeah.
Wrestling should be the same way. We should be turning each other on to the wrestling we like with people who might not know about it.
You can clap for that.
Yeah, pro wrestling is the greatest form of escapism. And I watch it to escape the real world and just relax. And when I see people arguing over the thing I love and I used to escape, it breaks my heart, because we should all love all wrestling. We don't have to like all the wrestling, but we should support it no matter what.
Yeah, I feel like if you're a wrestling fan, if you tune into AEW, if you tune into WWE, or like you said, Ring of Honor, or any others out there, I find it hard to believe you won't like at least one match or one storyline. So to crap on the entire other fed, so to speak, that you don't watch, I can't believe that. As a wrestling fan, you can find something to like if you watch a wrestling show.
Wrestling should be like a buffet, or like I like to say, it's like a bowl of Chex Mix. You might like the cereal, you might hate the pretzels, but you'll like the peanuts. Yeah. There's got to be something in there for everybody. And, you know, there's, you know, things I watch, I go, that's not for me, but I'll wait for the thing that is for me. But it's cool. It's all cool, you know, just especially for as a talent. I know what each and every one of these talents go through to try to put on the best performance to give people their money's worth. And just to hate on something just because it's not the thing you're passionate about, to me, it makes no sense.
So the question is, did you fart in front of Marty Jannetty? Because he's right across from your table.
I did fart in front of Marty Jannetty, and I don't think it fazed him. I don't think it. I mean, when the guys who, I mean, we've seen Dark Side of the Ring, so I'm not talking out of school here. But yeah, there's a shorter list of the things he hasn't done, and I let out a fucking egg salad sandwich, fucking. I'm surprised he has nose hairs. I singed Marty Jannetty's eyebrows.
Not many people can say that.
Yeah.
He singed them at some point.
He went like this. Oh,
yeah. But acknowledgement. He acknowledged.
Oh, yeah. He acknowledged meanie.
Give him a attorney.
Yeah.
First use.
Yeah.
Acknowledge meanie.
I, what's that? Wreck every bathroom and leave.
Show up, wreck every bathroom, and leave.
Yes, sir. ProWrestlingTees.com/MineAndAmini.
Do you want to stay up here as we bring our guest? He's a friend.
If you're comfortable.
We're going to scoot down, and we're going to get a chair. He's got to bring his own chair. That's how our guests work here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring up our next guest as we roll on a live edition of Cassio's Cut here, our broadcasting live on
Premier Network. This is a thrill for me to be on stage with this man right
now. Right here, ladies and gentlemen, he just had his first match back. WCW Cruiserweight legend, Mr. Lash LaRue!
On a night like this.
Lash LaRue, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you kidding me? How awesome is this?
Come on.
Hello, Frisco.
Yes.
Lash LaRue, the Raging Cajun.
Somebody had to be, and I drew the short straw. That's how that works.
His exact words is, I have nothing better else to do right now.
Nothing.
That's it.
Can't juggle.
Oh, that's coming up.
Stuck with just talking.
Tinch's Wigglesworth is coming up to juggle in a second, I believe is the name. But, Lash, big weekends for you. Not only your first StarCast appearance.
Yes.
You haven't done wrestling appearances in a long time, right?
I have not done wrestling appearances in like 13 years. And I got to tell you something, Cassio. I don't know if you heard or not.
Right. But
I had a match.
Yeah!
Yeah! Hey, hey! Oh, how awesome was that, man? Getting back in the ring after 13 years? Amazing. Loved it. You forget just how much that passion just thrives.
So Friday night, you appeared on GCW.
I did. Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
You wrestled Joey Janela.
I did.
And, of course, you went over on your first match back, right?
Well, you know, that's not exactly how it always works. But then again, if I'm booking and promoting a show like that, I'm thinking to myself, this guy has not been around for 13 years. It may be 13 more years before he comes back. So do we really want to make him the guy?
Yeah. But you had fun. Now, look, we want to share your story. This all came about because of the Ad Free Shows family. Me and Lash LaRue do a monthly show on Ad Free Shows, and it's Time Limit Draw, where Lash draws. If you don't know, he's a great artist.
He's awesome.
We have a topic, a wrestler, and he draws that person while he does live Q&A, and then people can get the print afterwards. And so you kind of got back in the fold with the wrestling family, the wrestling fans, so to speak.
That's exactly right, Castillo. See, there's a lot of people out there that thought, they said Lash LaRue could never draw a dime. Right. So I set out to prove that I can literally draw a dime among other things and faces and caricatures and that sort of thing. And because of that, you know, we started the show and 60-minute time limit draw. That reminded me, though, in all honesty, seriously, just how much I enjoy interacting with the fans. What you're talking about there, Minnie, the beauty, that camaraderie that happens when we start just talking wrestling,
yes,
and having a conversation, and I have that distinct privilege of not only having those conversations, but I get to draw the guys that I'm talking about while we're having the conversation. And it reminded me how much that give and take means to me in my life. And then we went and we did the Top Guy weekend.
Yep.
I just drew caricatures. I sat in the corner and just drew people. That's all that I did. And then we went to leave. And as we're leaving, there's an empty building there, meaning there's an empty ring there. And I said, it's been 13 years since I've been in the ring. I got to at least just take a couple of bumps. So I took a couple of bumps, threw a drop kick, and said, you know what? It felt a little bit like riding a bike. And when that went up on the old interwebbies,
yeah,
the next thing you know, I'm getting a call, and GCW says, how about a return match? And I said, why not?
Yeah.
And we did it.
Yeah, how about it? So I got to say, I don't want to pull the curtain back too much, but I've seen you shirtless since your match.
Yeah.
You do have weird bumps and bruises and scrapes.
Yeah.
Joey laid you out a couple times.
Just a couple of them. You got to.
Was that your last match back, or is there a possibility the run is still going?
Man, I mean, it remains to be seen. Look, in all seriousness, when you're talking about these things in the wrestling business, there's two things that are always going to drive this business, and that is the fans and the promoters. And the fans drive the promoters. If the fans have a demand for seeing more Lash LaRue because they like what they saw Friday night, then the promoters are going to want more Lash LaRue. That phone's going to ring, and then there's going to be opportunities. If I go home and it's crickets, we shadow box those tights and we say, hey, it was a nice little swan song, and I go back to drawing funny pictures. So it's totally up to the fans.
I think the people in the crowd, do y'all want to see more Lash LaRue? Yeah, man.
I think I need to get the gimmick attorney up here, and we should just trademark the sideburns.
We got all kinds of stuff.
Got to bring them back.
Can you grow the sideburns if you wanted to?
Yeah.
I
can strain real hard with a meanie fart, and my facial hair just pops right out. That's the way it grows. I mean,
but I've been around him. He doesn't strain.
Doesn't have to.
They come out.
It flows like fine wine.
Hey. Yeah, milk
hey, you
and honey.
Said this was special for you. What do you think about Lash LaRue, my man?
I love Lash LaRue. We met. I went to a WCW, maybe Nitro, in Huntsville, Alabama, hoping to get work. And you were there, and you were so cool, man. You were,
what year was this, probably?
2000.
Yeah, okay. That's about right.
Yeah, and he was a great guy, and I loved his character. I loved the characters in wrestling, and my one regret is not having a match with Lash LaRue, so
there
promoters.
What?
Oh,
whoa!
Here it is, right here.
Would y'all sign up for Meanie versus Lash, baby? That's
absolutely
what we're talking about.
Yes.
That's what we're
the
talking about.
The BWO versus the CWO, the Cajun World Order.
Oh.
Winner take all.
Oh.
I smell money.
Oh, absolutely.
Amongst other things.
Bart.
Who would be in the Cajun World Order if you had to bring it in?
That's a good call. Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm bringing in Crowbar.
Oh, yeah, why, Crowbar!
Crowbar is my wild man, you know what I mean? He's the one that's just, you don't know what might happen. Just turn him loose and let's see how it goes. Got to bring him in. Let's see. You go now, and then I'll come up with something.
Oh, we're drafting.
Yeah,
oh,
drafting.
If I was going to do a modern BWO, I would have to get Grado.
Yeah!
Oh, how about that?
So we can go to Wembley next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm doing?
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
All right, so I need a heater. I need somebody big and strong. Let's see, who do I get? I think I saw Brian Cage earlier.
What a
Brian Cage. I want him in my back.
He could be your muscle.
Absolutely, my muscle, for sure.
Yeah, there he
muscle
is.
Muscle with hustle.
You just got drafted.
Absolutely, man. You're in.
You're in the Cajun World.
Hey,
he's
absolutely. I told you he was on board.
All right, man, you're back up.
Oh, this is a lot of pressure, man. Well, first we'll have to get managed by Bobby DeBrain Heenan.
Oh,
we got managers now.
I'm fantasy booking because I've always wanted to be managed by Bobby DeBrain Heenan. But I would have to, you have to get the manager of champions also, Jimmy Hart. So we could be managed by
Beans and Taters. We can bring him in.
Oh, okay. Well, now, wait a second. If we're bringing managers into the fold, here's something I always wanted to see. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I feel like my old buddy, my old tag team partner, Hugh Morris,
right?
Oh, my God. But I went with an updated Captain Lou Albano takeoff. I think he could pull it off as a manager.
He's fresh in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Fresh in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
And one of the guys, like, I did the meanie salt, and I saw Muda do it. I was like, I wonder if I could do that. And then I saw Hugh Morris do it, and I was like, I can definitely do it because he did it with ease. And if you look at Hugh Morris's autobiography,
yes,
bottom right-hand corner, and you see me in the front row.
How awesome
is that, right?
In the ECW arena. He was wrestling. And he's the cover of his book, you see a young Brian Heffron in the crowd as a fan.
That's amazing.
Which is awesome.
Lash, did you ever get to work the ECW arena?
Never.
Wow.
Never.
That's where we got to work now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a really quick, funny story. When I was first trying to just break into the wrestling business, I kind of used ECW a little bit as a leverage tool with really no credibility, or I should have never have even thought that I could do that. But I walked in WCW. I wasn't signed yet. And I said, you know what? I've been coming to the power plant. I've been training hard, man, and I feel like I got what it takes to be a wrestler. I need to know if I have a future with this company or if I need to pursue other options like ECW. I had no other. My other option was to go back to Alabama and dig ditches.
Yeah. Pursue other options.
For some reason, I thought I had other options. I really didn't. But that's that old beautiful thing about youth where you got nothing to lose, so you said, I'm shooting for the moon?
Yep. Yeah.
I thought ECW, I hope, will take me. I don't know. For some reason, I always thought that might have been a good fit.
I definitely think you would have fit in ECW. There's so many, you know, when you think about, you know, before ECW closed and they were going in a little bit of a different direction, away from the violence a little bit, you definitely would have fit in there. You know, a guy who, you know, wrestled this week, well, was supposed to wrestle this weekend, definitely like a CM Punk would definitely be in ECW. There's so many wrestlers I say, oh, that's an ECW guy, that he would have been fit right in, and you would have definitely fit in an ECW.
You know, it's funny you say something, too. To steer the conversation a little different direction, like your take on this, Meanie, you talk about an ECW guy and the different types of people in the wrestling business. Here's something I've always kind of noticed that's a phenomenon. You tell me how you feel about this.
Sure.
There's certain guys in the wrestling business that you may not have met yet, but when you do meet them, you know you're going to hit it off because you have mutual friends and you're like, you know, you're like-minded people.
Yes.
I feel like we were sort of like that before I even got to meet you in Huntsville. You know, we had mutual friends, Bill, Hugh Morris being one of them.
Yes.
You know, and then right away you go, I'm not going to have any trouble at all sitting down having a conversation with Meanie because I already love Bill DeMott so much.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's how it is. That's the best way to start off a conversation. Hey, we have mutual friends. And then you talk about that mutual friends, and then you become friends through the mutual friend.
That's exactly right. To this day, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty close with Dr. Tom Pritchard, and it's because of our mutual friend of Brad Armstrong.
Yes.
You know,
In my journey through becoming a professional wrestler, one of the coolest things is you brought out Dr. Tom Pritchard. As a teenager, I got to take a road trip with a bunch of other wrestling fans from Philly to Memphis.
Oh, wow.
And we were instructed, please cheer the baby faces, please boo the heels. But one of the wrestlers we got to meet down there was Dr. Tom Pritchard. And he couldn't have been the more nicest guy ever. I met Tom Pritchard, Eddie Gilbert, all those guys. Eddie Gilbert taught me how to act towards fans and stuff like that. So to actually get into wrestling and get to know Dr. Tom Pritchard and earn his respect, because he cuts no corners with his opinions.
That's right.
Means the world to me. So I love Dr. Tom. I had to give Dr. Tom his flowers.
Yeah, give him his flowers. And one of the best origin stories, too. If you ever hear Robert Fuller say, this is Dr. Tom Pritchard. He could have been a doctor, but he couldn't stay out of the pharmacy. Great line. What a great line.
Well, look, we should have named this show Mutual Friends.
That absolutely.
We can't be the best friends.
But
we can be mutual friends. I think best friends is trademarked by Gimmick Attorney. But
yes,
we can be mutual friends. And look, as this talk show ends, most talk shows have a comedian or a musical performance. We're going to end with a juggler.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And this juggler, we call her Tracy, but what's the gimmick name?
Well, I call her Mrs. Meanie, but yes.
I love that.
Her juggling name is Oopsie Doodle.
Oopsie Doodle. Whoopsie Doodle. And as we go off, we will have the juggler as we fade to black and continue the excellent streaming content on Premiere.
A lot of hardware around here.
You can do it. You can do it.
All right, you're going to start juggling.
I believe in you.
You're going to juggle us off. Ladies and gentlemen, whoopsie doodle!
Yeah.
Woo!
Whoopsie
doodle!
Lives up to her name.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Lash LaRue, for Mr. Blue Meanie, wait, keep going. Whoopsie doodle, keep going.
Woo!
Cassio, live from Cassio's Cut, live here on the Premier Streaming Network. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Stay masked, everybody.